Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What is happening right now around the franchise we love is something has come back. You know what came back? You know what returned to our Met universe? LOL. It came back. LOL has made a return. And there are people out there. Some of them are just baseball fans from other cities. Some of them are Yankee fans. Some of them don't even care about baseball. They love to attach the LOL to the New York Mets. And there are teams that have that. In fact, there are a lot of teams in this city that have that. I believe for a while, the Knicks had that attached to them. Even when the Knicks didn't do anything that was LOL worthy, people couldn't wait to LOL the Knicks. The Jets still have it. LOL Jets. The Mets still have LOL Mets. And while it may not bother a lot of people listening, it bothers some, and it's annoying when it just rears its ugly head. So today, LOL Mets returned. Because quite frankly, and I'll speak for myself on this, I don't give a rat's ass if it's Grimace. I don't care if it's Gary Delabate. I don't care if it's 50 Cent. And I certainly don't care if it's Huatuka Girl. I know what it really is. I don't care if those at the first pitch in a Met game. But sometimes, the good, Grimace, the bad, Haktua, leads to narratives that just you can't control. So once Haktua Girl throws out the first pitch and everybody's got their fake opinions or what they really think, I don't care. Like, that's just me. I don't give a rat's ass if it's Grimace or Haktua throwing out the first pitch. Doesn't mean anything to me. But what I knew was if they lose, especially if they blow it, which they did, this is now going to be the meme that follows the New York Mets. This will be the new LOL moment. And so I'm more upset that they lost. I'm more upset that they blew a 5-run lead. But you can't deny, whether you care about it or not, and I raise my hand, I don't care about it, that now the Mets are, they're being LOL'd. They're being LOL'd because they decided to have a, quote, viral sensation throw out the first pitch and then proceeded to blow a 5-run lead. So for anybody tuning in to Rico to just laugh at Met fans, you can have your laugh. Go ahead. You can chuckle it up. But I will tell you straightforward, I don't care about Haktua Girl. I don't care throughout the first pitch, but I'm also not oblivious to what this has now become. It has now become the new joke around the Mets. So when Grimace threw out the first pitch, we all lean into it because it's fun. But nobody in their right mind thought the Mets were winning games because of Grimace. But it was fun, especially for the kids. Here's a Grimace style. Grimace is our slogan. Yay. OMG probably has more of a connection to winning because it's actually in the room and the players love the song and they're dancing. They're having a good time and there's some camaraderie to it. But the Grimace thing was just fun and it was a happy coincidence. But now we're facing a depressing coincidence. The Mets didn't blow a lead because of who threw out the first pitch. But now, if this season spirals, which it may, having nothing to do with who threw out the first pitch, this is now what it's going to be known for. And you don't have to agree with it. That's the reality. So that's the other aspect of this loss that absolutely sucked. But for me as a Met fan, it is you can't blow a 5-run lead to the Oakland A's. That's what it is. You can't have a 5-0 lead to this team. I know they played better recently and lose this game. You can't have the offense from the fourth inning on do nothing. You can't have this bullpen, especially a couple of guys, one guy who was acquired at the trade deadline, help spit the bit in blowing this game. You can't have Jose Quintana continuing to walk the world. You can't lose this game.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
I guess the one small piece of optimism I will give you is that while it feels like we're screwed and while it feels like this season may spiral in a horrible direction, they are two games out. They play the Marlins. I mean, Mike, can they beat the Marlins three straight times? Can they do that for me? And I'm going to make this very, very clear, in my opinion. If they don't sweep the Miami Marlins this weekend, it's a disappointment, especially after losing 2 out of 3 to Oakland, especially because the Mets have been mediocre against Miami all season long. They've got to beat them up. They've got to cleanse the garbage we've seen over the last 3 days. That's what they have to do. Are they going to do it? I can't sit here and be a beacon of confidence because one of the issues with this team is how inconsistent their starting pitching is. Not that we should be surprised by that. I don't think any of us thought that was going to be a beacon of consistency this season. But you take a guy like Jose Quintana, even Sean Manaea. Like Sean Manaea gives you those two brilliant starts in a row. He responds with a 3-inning performance. Quintana's last start was actually pretty damn good. And look at the way he responds. 4 innings, 4 runs, 4 walks. It should have been more. David Peterson, on the other hand, I mean, I give him a lot of credit. He pitched a hell of a game in game 2 of this series and delivered when they needed it the most. He gave them such a shutdown performance against this Oakland team in game 2 of this series after they lost the opener. So I give him a lot of credit. But their starting pitching is inconsistent. Their bullpen is still very up and down. Their offense disappears for long periods of time. And that's why I think what I'm really depressed about here in the middle of August is that this is who they are. Like, they are a mediocre, maybe slightly above 500 team. And I think about a month ago, maybe 2 months ago, if we had accepted that's what they were, we could have talked ourselves into why that was going to be enough to make the playoffs. And the reality is that's not going to be enough to make the playoffs because you've seen two teams run away with it in Arizona and San Diego to the point where they are legitimately in the race for the National League West with the Dodgers. And a Brave team, while they've been very inconsistent and have allowed the Mets to hang in there, I'll tell you the same thing I told you in 2022. The Atlanta Braves will get hot. And so I think what's really depressing about this is even if the Mets don't completely collapse like some of us fear, like the Frank the Tanks fear, like they're just going to lose 9 out of 11 and it's going to be a disaster. Even if they don't do that, I think what depresses me is, well, are they good enough to make the playoffs anyway? Like, are they good enough to go out and sweep the Miami Marlins, win 2 out of 3 against Baltimore, and then survive that West Coast trip? Are they good enough to get the 87 wins, which may not even be enough? And right now, it's very tough to answer that with an affirmative. Because this team, for about a little over a month, has been a slightly above 500 team. And I'm starting to think that that's just what they are. Because think about all our critiques about this team. The starting pitching is mediocre. No kidding. Their bullpen is crappy, and even when it's good, you can't trust it. Okay. And their offense, which is supposed to be the strength of this team, will go innings and innings and innings completely disappearing. Well, is that team any good, that team I just described? All right, let's get to a couple of other thoughts from this series. I go back to game one. I want to go deeper into game one because Paul Blackburn stunk. He was terrible. I mean, he was lucky even in that first inning when he picked off Lawrence Butler. Think about it. The first three guys got on. The first five of six batters got on against Paul Blackburn, but he was lucky. He got a pickoff and a fly ball to the warning track. But unfortunately, he still had a chance to get through the inning, and he gives up that three-run double to Seth Brown. But here's where that game really killed me. So he gives up the three runs in the first inning. They're down 3-0. Sucks. But look, you're facing Joe Boyle. Joe Boyle's got a 7 ERA. I don't care how hard he throws. You can beat him. You can score runs against him. They have an opportunity in the second inning. They get one measly run in on a clutch hit by Jose Iglesias, but they still have two on. There's one out. They can't get any more runs in. Okay, 3-1. You got yourself back in the game. Not the end of the world. Then you've got Jose Iglesias, and I love him. It's tough to kill him. With first and second and nobody out, getting a ground ball to third base. And they didn't mention this on the broadcast, and you guys can go back and look at this. I believe the reason Jose Iglesias made that error to Andujar, which opened up the big inning, was because Jose Iglesias was trying to turn a triple play. I believe that. Because if you look at that play, remember, this first and second and nobody out. Andujar, it's a ground ball to third base. And Iglesias is racing to third while reaching back to try to make the play. And I don't think he's doing that to turn a 5-5-3 double play. I think he's doing that because in his brain, and look, he's an artist defensively, so I get why he has that kind of confidence. He's thinking, if I can field this baseball and get to third base, I could go. The problem is, while that's a great idea, and that would have been an amazing OMG kind of play, you got to get an out or two. And instead, the ball gets past him. And now the A's are putting more runs on the board. And then Shea Langeliers.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.